In the aftermath of the brutal October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel, the IDF retaliated by launching a devastating military campaign on Gaza, which has caused widespread destruction to infrastructure, housing, and which has killed tens of thousands of Palestinian men, women and children. There have been more Israeli airstrikes overnight and in Lebanon, where we'll hear from later. 12 months on from the beginning of the Israeli offensive, normal life by any standard no longer exists in Gaza, as RTE's Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
On the same day that Hamas slaughtered nearly 1,200 Israelis and took 250 hostage, Israel launched a devastating bombing campaign against Gaza, followed by a land invasion. The horrors that followed have surpassed almost every metric of suffering and destruction in a region well used to conflict. Israel has dropped over 70,000 tons of bombs on Gaza, killing tens of thousands of people, mostly civilians, laying waste to swathes of buildings, infrastructure, schools, hospitals. There have been famine conditions and a collapse in the health system. Nearly 2 million people have been displaced, some up to 10 times or more. Marta Lorenzo is European Director for UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Affairs.
It's the scale. The scale is totally unprecedented. UNRWA is an organization that was prepared for crisis. We have been under crisis for 75 years. We have witnessed many wars, many conflicts, but this is not comparable to anything that we have seen before. We have more than 190 facilities that have been either partially or completely damaged, including shelters where people were seeking protection. How is it possible that we have seen people being killed under a UN flag? We have now, for example, about 100,000 metric tons of food supplies waiting to enter the Gaza Strip, but because of the access constraints, because of safety and security, because of the lack of law and order, it is impossible to do our job.
Oxfam is one of many relief organizations that have struggled to provide basic needs for the population. And yes, Bertrand Sants is the Middle East program manager.
One civilian infrastructure is being hit every 3 hours. 60% of houses have been demolished, entirely demolished in Gaza. More than 80% of commercial buildings. If we can maybe try to feel the agony behind those. I think it's very difficult for us to perceive what it means for the population there, because I seriously believe as a human being that no one is able to endure such pain.
One Gaza resident, Nizar al-Jarahi, tries to convey the sheer impact of the past 12 months.
War changed my life, 100%. So many things have changed. I lost my house, I lost my friends and my loved ones. I even lost my hope. Now I have no hope in this life. I can only say, God help me. Everyone is lost. No one knows if the Jews are finished with this war or if they will be back to fight us again.
The eruption of conflict in Lebanon and a possible war between Israel and Iran have eclipsed day-to-day reporting of Gaza, but the suffering there has not abated, says Marta Lorenzo of UNRWA.
In the last 2 days, what we have seen is 3 schools being hit, with over 20 people being killed. So the day-to-day becomes the new normal of death and devastation. Unfortunately, the attention is now going to Lebanon, rightly so, because what is happening in Lebanon is concerning, but this doesn't make necessarily things better in Gaza or in the West Bank.
Like so many trying to stand against the flood of human suffering, UN officials struggle to put words into what day-to-day life is like as Gazans reflect on this anniversary. Marta Lorenzo again.
People are hopeless. They just survive. They just look for the next day, what is going to look like for them. We have to remember that 85% of the population are under evacuation orders, that on average, once a month, they have to move from a place that is not safe to another place that is also not safe. Of course, what we need is a ceasefire, we need the release of hostages, we need adequate aid to be distributed in. But without that, we cannot even think of reconstruction.
Another Gaza resident, Mahmoud Al-Kafarna, struggles to have any perspective on what happens next.
I no longer have a future. My children have no future. Anyone who had any savings, they lost them all during the war. They will need to wait years before they can start saving again. For me and my children, nothing good can come of this war, because war is poverty. Our life has become a tragedy. This war came to us all of a sudden, and we were not ready.
UNRWA itself faced a crisis in funding after Israel accused 12 of its staff of taking part in the October 7th attacks, an allegation that remains contested. The Israeli parliament, the Knesset, meanwhile, is in the process of labelling the UN agency a terrorist organisation. That would have a devastating impact on its funding, at the very least. Oxfam's Agnès Bertrand-Sens says Gazans live from one moment to the next, desperate to maintain human dignity in the face of indescribable odds, when the world is distracted by other anxieties.
Given the stakes, what's going on in Lebanon, what's going on with Iran, the US elections, it's very difficult to see any ray of light. It's about trying to feed the kids, trying to, if they can, if they're not too exhausted, maintain a certain level of education, because, well, we have to think that kids have been out of schools for a year, that we see them changing week after week, that they're exhausted, that they are physically, emotionally, mentally exhausted, because nobody should live through that.
Oxfam's Agnès Bertrand-Sens, ending that report by Tony Connolly.